Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Back to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, that last story about Voss, first of all, I mean, is he traveling down there on state money? Don't know.
Well,
probably. That's his per diem, right, to go down there and whatever. But now I'm learning that this crazy world we live in with COVID, that people are now raiding Mr. Ed's medicine cabinet to rid themselves of the virus. I mean, what do you do with these flat earthers? They're nuts. Right. They're just plain nuts. And that's all there is to it. And these people going crazy down in Florida about their children. Oh, my children's not going to mask up. Well, I just don't get it. You know, it's just like this climate denial. If you're in Tennessee right now, you see on the news you got 15 inches of rain in 48 hours, and you don't think anything's wrong with the climate. I just don't have any time for these people anymore. I can't deal with them.
Yeah, no, you're making a good point. And you know, the sad thing about all of that is down in Florida, they're starting to run out of pediatric ICU beds because, remember, pediatric hospitals, there are issues in terms of treating kids that are different from adults, and they have pediatric ICU units. And the saddest thing I've seen is a little one lying there unconscious on a ventilator, and the parents are around and they'll say, oh, I wish I'd had him wear a mask, or if they're 12 or over, I wish I'd had him. Well, you know, if wishes were fishes, we'd have some to fry, okay? And the fact of the matter is that there is this myth out there that kids can't get it. That's false. They always could get it. There were infants that died of it. But with the Delta variant, a lot more get it. Secondly, kids can carry it even when they're asymptomatic and give it to others and other kids. So you go to school, and right now only 12 and older can get vaccinated. So what's 12? Is that sixth grade maybe? Okay, so your kindergarten to or K-4 kindergarten, first to fifth, then none of them are vaccinated. None of them are vaccinated. They're running around. You can't tell kids that age to stay 6 feet apart. You can't tell kindergartners to stay 6 feet apart. The whole idea of kindergarten is basically socialization and playing and, you know, getting to know the rest of the class. And they'll hug each other, they'll talk, and they'll be real close. And if one of them has it, they're going to give it to the others. The masks protect them. Yes, they protect the teachers who are wearing masks. Yes, they protect staff and so forth, janitors, secretaries, the whole bit, but they protect the other little kids. How parents can say, well, I have a right not to have my kid vaccinated. I have a right that's for 12 and older. I have a right not to have my kid under 12 wear a mask. That may be true until they start mixing with other kids. Then it has a direct impact. And people that say, you know, I have a right, you have rights that don't encroach on other people's rights. You have a right to fire a weapon. You don't have a right to fire it in someone else's head. You may think you do, but it's called murder. You can't do it. And this one, carriers of communicable diseases are carrying a weapon to kill people. I will tell you that if this were smallpox, polio, or the plague back in the Middle Ages, they would just round people up and force them to be vaccinated. They had no vaccines in the Middle Ages, and they didn't have polio until basically the 50s. But no, you can't have kids walk around because their parents have this libertarian idea that they shouldn't be vaccinated or wear a mask. If it's under 12, it's not even being vaccinated. So I agree with you 100%, Dick. This kind of blithe opposition to any scientific inquiry on this, and the lying, these people in Missouri saying 45,000 people dropped dead after 3 days, it's false, it's demonstrably false. Why are adults saying these things nowadays if they're not mentally ill? There is a fever going through our society. It's got to be stopped. It's got to be stopped by everybody of goodwill in both parties. It should not be political. This is cultural, and it's got to be stopped. Let me tell you something else that should be stopped. It blew me away. At Mitchell Field, that's the airport in Milwaukee, where a lot of people coming anywhere in Wisconsin end up landing or taking off. for the third time in 9 days, the TSA, the security people there, found a loaded handgun in somebody's carry-on. Third time in 9 days. It's 17 rounds. One of them was chambered. So far, there have been 15 this year. Loaded handguns and carry-ons. Last year, there were 16. I should say in 2019, there were 16. That was the last time they had a record. You know what they do? They issue a citation. A citation. That's all they do. That's no disincentive to doing this. They should be arrested. Now the FAA wants to fine a passenger in mid-flight throwing luggage and putting his head up a flight attendant skirt. He should be arrested. These flights have to be diverted. It costs money, fuel, pilot time, stewardess time. Sticks his head up a stewardess's skirt. She's leaning up to secure something in the overhead. And he throws luggage at other passengers. How about jail time? How about arresting him? If you know that at Mitchell Field, and you know that's happening in the bigger airports like Chicago, Atlanta, New York, and L.A., that all you're going to get is a citation for having a loaded gun and a loaded handgun in your carry-on. What's to prevent people from testing that? Testing, pushing, testing. What about people that are sympathetic to Al-Qaeda? Worst that happens, they get a citation. If it happens, they should be put on the no-fly list after that and put in jail. You cannot count on TSA people catching everything. When I go through, if there's a long line, they boom, 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 they look at it. You have ways of disguising guns, disassembling them. No fly list forever, forever, and jail. Stick your head up a stewardess's skirt and throw luggage and you get a fine. Jail, no fly list, period, end of story. Going to the lines. Bill of Economwalk, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. In conjunction with what you were talking about the guns on airplanes, you know, it's amazing in this country. I can't believe the stupidity of some people. They pass out guns like they're candy, and then their jaws drop when people start shooting each other. My dad, before he passed away, and when Walker was governor, he told me two things. He said, one, he said, I don't think I can vote Republican anymore. When you tell a man that he can carry a gun to take somebody's life with 10 hours of training, he doesn't know what he's talking about. My dad was a captain in World War II. He said, and I quote, he said, none of these people have watched a man die. None of these people are qualified to handle a pistol, yet you pass them out. Here was his quote, I never forgot. We're going to turn our country into the Wild West. And that's what it is today on the guns. But let me just go a little further with what's going on with Taliban and all that. Why does Fox refuse to address that Trump let 5,000 Taliban fighters go free by negotiating with Afghanistan to set them free? Nobody brings that up. There was another guy, the bald-headed, skinny guy that looks like he's from The Walking Dead. I can't think of his name, but he's a crazy. You may know who I'm talking about. He's a crazy guy. These people have done this, and the right refuses to address this. Well, as we move forward, we have to challenge these people. And I am. I sent a lot of emails out to my Republican friends. Remember, Newt Gingrich said back in the 90s, we will no longer negotiate. We're going to war. Nobody brings this up. Nobody. They don't want to talk about it. Why? Because they can't defend facts. Matt, have a great day. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. No, you really, as always, hit the nail on the head. There was initially, when you had concealed carry, they wanted to have no training at all. And finally, the police chiefs got together, including the police chief of Milwaukee, Ed Flynn, no relation to me, one of the, frankly, the top five in the country, police chiefs, regarded. And they said, are you crazy? So there's training. There is a push called constitutional carry. And it's in Texas, and now it's coming to Wisconsin, which says that it's unconstitutional to require any training or any registration or any felony check. Now, that's not the federal law, obviously, but in the state, if you had that law like they do in Texas, Anybody could walk in. And remember, they can easily go to gun shows. They don't have to go to a licensed gun store. And there's a guy there in a raincoat selling guns, some of them stolen, some of them untraceable, some of them with no identifying numbers on them. You have ghost guns. You're soon going to be eight. You can order guns in the mail and assemble them, and they have no identifying information on them at all. Pretty soon, you're going to have 3D printing of guns, three-dimensional printing of guns. Now, if every nut in society has it and people are walking around and they think, well, you know, I'm going to defend myself. Well, first of all, most people don't know how to handle a gun. They can't shoot it. During one of the festivals a long time ago in Milwaukee, there were two gangs that were after each other. And one of them, as he's running away, fires over his shoulder without looking. Without looking, he picks off a guy in the beer line. Look, the fact of the matter is, guns are serious business. They're important. Safety should be taught. How to handle the weapon with respect should be taught. Only use it and only point it at somebody if you absolutely have to, and know what you're doing. Most people couldn't defend themselves. They could shoot straight ahead and then go sideways. This is sick. It's very, very sick stuff. But what kills me is the TSA, 3 times in the last 9 days, 16 times all year, they find a loaded gun in a carry-on, and all they do is give them a citation, a traffic ticket. What? Are you kidding me? That's an invitation to people who want to hijack the plane and kill people or crash it into the Twin Towers to try that. And if three of them got caught in the last 9 days, how many didn't get caught? You can't have a system where one failure can result in 9/11. They should be on the no-fly list. It should be announced in advance. Give them some notice, 30 days, and jail time. Jail time, if you make a bomb threat, it's jail time. That's a bomb threat. You can say it was an inadvertent bomb threat. Guess what? Don't carry a loaded handgun on an airplane in Mitchell Field or anywhere else. Go to the lines. No, we're not. We're going to the break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.